Today, the Supreme Court made it more difficult for states to keep sexual predators behind bars once they have served their prison terms. The ruling could affect 18 states which have passed laws allowing for the involuntary civil commitment of such offenders to keep them off the streets. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
5 years ago, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, upheld a Kansas law providing for the civil commitment of sexual predators who could be shown to be dangerous to others even after they had served their prison terms. But in a concurring opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy, who cast the deciding vote, warned that he would vote the other way if the law were used as a substitute for the criminal law. If, for example, the state tried to commit someone because it simply couldn't win a longer prison sentence. 5 years later, the issue was back before the Supreme Court, again from Kansas. This time, the offender was not a child abuser who admitted he had difficulty controlling himself. This time, the offender was a man named Michael Crane, who went into a tanning salon in 1993 and exposed himself to a female employee. A half hour later, he went into a video store, grabbed a female employee by the throat, ordered her to perform oral sex on him, said he was going to rape her, but then suddenly stopped and fled. The state threw the book at him, charging him with everything from lewd behavior to kidnapping and attempted rape, and he was sentenced to 35 years in prison. The state Supreme Court, however, threw out the convictions on the more serious charges, and shortly thereafter, the prosecutors reached a plea bargain with Crane in which he pleaded guilty to one count of aggravated sexual battery. John Donham is Crane's lawyer.
He pled to what he did, and that is he grabbed a young woman inappropriately, made several scary remarks to her before he ran away.
By the time of his plea, though, Crane had been in prison for almost 5 years, well over the minimum for the charge he'd pleaded guilty to, and he was about to be released on parole. So the state then filed a petition under the Kansas Sexually Violent Predators Act to have Crane institutionalized indefinitely, and a jury ordered him confined to a mental health facility across the street from the prison. The state Supreme Court, however, invalidated the civil commitment, saying that the state had failed to show Crane could not control himself. Indeed, psychologists had testified that he could. The state appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, contending that it did not have to make such a showing and that to require it would gut the sexual predator's civil commitment law. But today, by a 7-2 vote, the High Court said there must be proof of serious difficulty in controlling behavior in order to institutionalize someone against his will. Writing for the court majority, Justice Stephen Breyer said the state must present sufficient evidence to distinguish the person being committed from other dangerous but typical recidivists convicted in ordinary criminal cases. That distinction is necessary, he said, in order to prevent civil commitment from becoming either a mechanism for retribution or a substitute for the criminal justice system. Experts in the field said today's decision is likely at minimum to force court reviews of most existing state laws, as well as a review of some of the 1,200 cases in which individuals are now confined. Professor Eric Janis of the William Mitchell College of Law in St. Paul says the subtext of today's ruling is to limit sexual predators' civil commitment laws largely to pedophiles.
The pedophile who has an uncontrollable urge. I think that's the model the court is talking about here.
Kansas Attorney General Carla Stovall disputed that, saying that today's ruling would not cause serious problems.
It is not unworkable at all for the states.
That wasn't what the dissenters thought, though. Writing for himself and Justice Thomas, Justice Antonin Scalia said the court's decision so undermines the effective administration of the Kansas Violent Predators Act that it amounts to, quote, snatching back the court's decision of 5 years ago upholding the Kansas law. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.